Two men from the same part of Dublin, just off the North Quays, are to be made freemen of the city. The decision was made by the City Council last night. Brother Kevin Crowley founded the Great Capuchin Day Centre in Bow Street, whose food parcels and meals and other kinds of care have been vital for the growing number of people hit by hard times in the city in recent years. The other freeman grew up a short distance away on the other side of Church Street. He needs no introduction. But in brief, just in case he'd been on another planet for the last half century, he's one of the country's greatest ever footballers, many would say the greatest. And on television, as a soccer analyst, there can be no argument he is the best. John Giles, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
How did
you? That's a good build-up, Carl. Thank you very much.
Well, I do my best. Congratulations. How did you hear this news?
Well, I had about 2 or 3 weeks ago, I got a phone call to say that this might well be happening and to keep it quiet, which I did, I think, Carl, anyway.
But the word leaked out, but there was never going to be any disagreement about this. What does it mean to you?
Well, it's great. You know, when I started playing football, growing up in... as a young boy in Norman Square, I never ever thought about or had any great ambitions to be a free man of the city, but didn't realise what it was, to be quite honest. But over the years, I have realised, and it's a great honour. It's great for the family. It's great for my friends and people, I think, in Norman Square as well, who are still alive from when I was there. And, of course, the football community. I think it's a great honour for everybody.
I'm sure you've been asked this. In fact, I may have asked you, but I'll ask it anyway because I'm curious, and I think most people listening to you would be. What was your greatest moment, the one you treasure most in football?
Well, probably the one I would remember most and have the most affection for would be my first international at Dalymount Park. Because when I was a young fella growing up in Gorman Square, I went to most, my father took me to most of the international matches. And like most kids, you want to play, and not at that time in Dalymount, in the international team. And I was very lucky that after only two matches playing in the first team for Manchester United, I was picked to play for Ireland. And we played Sweden at Dalymount Park in 1959. And it was a good Swedish team. They'd been runners-up in the World Cup the previous year in 58. They had just beaten England at Wembley on the Wednesday. And we used to play on the Saturday and come over on the Sunday. And we were 2-0 down. And I was lucky enough to score a very, very good goal to go on and win 3-2. So, you know, it was something I obviously wanted to play for Manchester United when I was a kid. But playing for Ireland was huge to me because I was playing alongside some of my heroes like Noel Cantwell and Charlie Hurley and Pat Sayward and Joe Haverty that I'd idolised only a few, 2 or 3 years before from the terraces or the stands where my father used to take me.
Your old club, with whom you achieved great success, but they've fallen, as everyone knows, on pretty hard times since then. Are you sentimental about it? How much would it matter to you? And do you see any prospect of them getting back into the big time?
I don't see any prospect at the moment, Carl, with this fellow that they have in charge. I think it's dreadful. I would have a great deal of feeling for the supporters and sentiment towards the club because I was 12 years there. But particularly the supporters. I mean, some of those supporters that were there when I was there are still going, and their sons, and all the various things that happen at football clubs. And they have a great feel for the club and great support. The lead support is absolutely brilliant. I feel sorry for them, and I think it's dreadful that the club is in the shape that it's in. It's absolutely dreadful.
All right. Just one word before you go, John, about part of your work that people might know about. The John Giles Foundation, how important is that to you and its work?
Well, it is, Kyle. I played at, obviously, schoolboy football when I was a kid. People put a lot of work into it, and without their efforts, I wouldn't have gone on to be a professional footballer and played for Ireland. And I think kids now need facilities more than ever before. In my day, you could play in the streets, and it was safe. It's not safe anymore. So they need the facilities more than ever. And the foundation helps clubs. We raise some money, and it goes out in grants to the clubs that need it at grassroots level. So I'm delighted to do it. I meet a lot of people around the country, and they're absolutely brilliant, Kyle. The work they put into it is great, and it's all voluntary work, and it's a great effort. And I enjoy doing it.
Well, congratulations again to you and to Brother Kevin Crowley. As I say, I don't think it often happens that two people who are so closely linked geographically in the city are going to be there on the same day. It's going to be a great day, and well done. John Giles, thank you very much. It's a minute to nine.